If someone has a sickness, you say he's what? What has happened to him?
He's poorly.
Uh-huh. Well, what has happened to him, though?
Well, it depends sometimes. You mean just some kind of disease, sickness of some kind?
Oh, maybe cold.
Well, we just say that feller's kind of down and out.
Uh-huh.
And he'll have to take care of himself a little better.
These pollens are getting me again. Well, would you say he became ill or what?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Or would you say something else?
I'd say this here fella, my neighbor down here, become ill last night. He's got something wrong with him and he's not able to get up and get around.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just wondering if you'd say he became ill or he took sick or he got sick.
Either one would work. Either part, the balance is just about the same, you know.
Uh-huh. What happened to the person whose funeral was yesterday?
You mean what happened to die?
Yeah.
I think he had a stroke.
Oh, goodness.
He just lived 2 or 3 days after he had his stroke. We know them well. There's a bunch of people out here around this little town that's what they call old age assistants. You know, a lot of old people.
Mm-hmm.
They just one kicks off every little bit. That fellow's wife died 2 or 3 months ago.
My goodness.
They were buried yesterday.
That close together.
Yeah.
Oh, if your nose is runny and you've got a cough and your chest is congested, you say you've what?
I'd say we're coming down with the flu. About what I'd say. That'd be about right, I suppose.
Well, I don't know. I think the flu might be pleasant compared to hay fever.
Yeah, well, I don't know a thing about hay fever. I've had asthma some, but not lately.
That asthma's a miserable thing.
Yes, it is.
I had a roommate who had that. He used to carry his adrenaline with
him.
Yes. And he'd just give himself a shot.
Yeah.
And he got choked up. And when your voice gets sort of scratchy and gets a little deeper, you say it's
irritated.
And
irritated throat or something.
Yeah, then you say you're hoarse?
Hmm?
Would you say you're
hoarse? Yes, hoarse, my throat sore or something to that effect.
And if somebody goes, you say he has a
cold.
Uh-huh. Well, you can tell he has a cold because he has to
cough, you know.
Uh-huh. What would you tell children if they were making a great deal of noise?
Making too much racket, kids. You'll have to kind of slow up a little bit. We can't stand it. that's about what we'd say.
That happens at my house all the time.
It happened at my house a long time.
Someone whose hearing is gone, you say, is...
He's getting deaf.
And if a man comes in from the field where he's been plowing and his shirt is just wringing wet, and someone says, well, look, he fell in the water, you'd say, no, he didn't fall in the water.
It's
wringing
wet with sweat.
And what did he do to get it that way?
He's got working hard. He got hot. That made the perspiration just come out all over it.
Uh-huh.
I've had my shirt a many times look like I'd swum a creek.
It sure feels good when you're hot. Have you ever been bothered with any of these infections that come in places? Have you a core in the middle of it?
That core, you're talking about a boil now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They're miserable.
Yeah, that's miserable. Now, this sure, I'm telling you, I can describe this arthritis more like a boil than anything else that I have. And I'll tell you, now this knee here sometimes, when I go to get up or something other, you've had them boils, haven't you?
Had one once.
Well, anyway, you know when you touched it or moved in a certain, well, that's just exactly. I can describe this sure arthritis more like that than anything I know of.
It's sure not pleasant.